I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Bye.
Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670. The
biggest thing about this series is what I learned from it. What we're starting to learn about this team is they can indeed win without putting up double-digit runs in a series. And now they've won 4 in a row, 7 of 8, 10 of the last 12. You have to beat the teams you're supposed to beat if you're a good team.
The 2-1 game is sexy for me for a lot of different reasons. It comes down to the finer points of baseball.
Sean with a big jump is going to steal second base.
A ground ball hit to short, fielded by Swanson, a second for one. Horner to turn to first, double play.
Deep drive to left, that's trouble. Back goes Happ near the left field fence. Happ makes the catch right up against the wall. Big chop slowly to a charging Shaw at third. Gloves it, running through. Got it. Good play. The rookie Shaw with a nice play.
What does that say when it comes to how good your lineup is as a whole right now? Like, this is a team effort we're seeing.
The Cubs have just come up so big in so many situations, and that's how they've been able to build a record 14 games above 500.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're broadcasting live at Wrigleyville Dogs on Clark. Brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Here's your hosts, Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody.
Ah, we got a special open from Russ Matera. Here I was about to yell at Robbie Triano. I know you did not put my pony into the open when it comes to a 2-1 ball game, Robbie.
It's sexy baseball.
It's funny that the guy in the relationship throws out a song where literally the point is he's just a bachelor, because we're all bachelors and bachelorettes up here, here in the parking lot. Not parking lot pimping, but we are in the parking lot.
When you said that, I didn't know the term.
You never heard of parking lot pimping?
No, you're like, Brandon knows, and I'm like, well, wait, what if we want to know?
Okay, well, I'll explain. Parking lot pimp is very simple. At the end of the night, the club lets out, the lounge lets out, the bars let out, people are outside.
Yes,
that's
they
when
are.
You get, that's when you get your game on. No loud music in the way. You're just talking to whoever you want to talk. You see a nice-looking young lady? Hi, my name is Marshall. It's so nice to meet you. What's your name?
Dude, I used to get so mad about it. I'm like, nothing like the dude who's just trying to do his thing at 2 a.m. I'm like, yeah, no.
No.
We're all sold out.
It doesn't
here.
Even have to be at 2 a.m.
Peace up, A-Town down.
I used to sit outside at a spot when I lived in Philly, and just people just come out and go in, come out and go in. And I'm just sitting outside at a table with a drink, chilling.
Letting the game come to you.
Let the game come by you. Go where the fish are just coming downstream and just gather.
I would say that that's kind of happening here right now. We've got a crowd forming. We are live from Wrigleyville Dogs. You heard Russ Matera say it earlier. It is thanks to our friends at Circus Sports. We are broadcasting live from the parking lot. Pre-game is happening as well, of course, and we are getting you ready for the Cubs and Cincinnati Reds as we start what should be a much nicer weekend weather-wise. Fund the Circus Sports Illinois app to be eligible for some limited edition swag and promotions. Food is being provided by Wrigleyville Dogs. Stop by and say hello. It is all brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Download the Circus Sports Illinois app today. Let's tell you who's a part of our show. Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, as I mentioned. Brandon Fryer, as we also mentioned. We are also on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670. The Score. Our video producers are Connor O'Donnell, Matt Anaya, Jenna Duddleston. This is Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grotian, Grote, on a Friday.
What's happening? It's so good to see everybody out here today. You mentioned Marquis is out here as well. They've got the Cornholio set up over there as they are. They're going at it right now.
I don't think it's Cornholio. Oh, it's not Cornholio. I think it's actually just Cornhole.
Wait, is it Cornhole or is it bags?
Depends bags. On where you're from.
Yeah, okay. We'll go bags. I think it is bags here in Chicago, but there's some bags going on right now. I do see hot dogs are out. There are people to our right here, fittingly enough, at Wrigleyville Dogs, eating a hot dog. Yes, very good. You got
all right.
You got yourself a hot dog.
And you've nailed the assignment, sir.
And rest assured, we are the Score. So if you come to a Score remote, there will always be Score. Are those cozies?
Koozies.
Wow, there are always difficulties.
I am having difficulties. There's many words for many things,
right?
I believe. But yes, we have Score koozies. There's always a table full of Score koozies at a Score remote. Come on by, grab a handful.
Yeah, in fact, tea koozies for everybody,
yeah.
As Grody wants to say. It's good to have you here, and I know we're getting ready for baseball today, but before we do that, we are also trying to point out that we've still got a lot of Bears content to get to, and I think the appropriate question is, what is next? Now that Caleb Williams has spoken, we also heard again from Ben Johnson. I think there's a lot there that we didn't get to. Like I said, Greg Olson with some really good points, too, that I think you will want to hear. That's at 10:45. We also want to know what you think, by the way. So if you want to call in, yeah, that's right, call at 10:45, 312-644-6767. I can't see the text line. We're on remote, so I'm sorry, guys. You're on your own. I can see the Twitch chat, and that's it.
You got to call us. That's right.
But the question for us is, as we get us ready, is now that Caleb Williams spoke, how fast do you think Ben Johnson is going to make Caleb Williams good on the field? And, Grody, you asked the question, would you be okay with this season being a developmental year for him? I don't know that I can go a year. I'm going half a season. And I'm basing that entirely off of the 2022 Lions trajectory when they started the season 1-6. I'll give you half a season. Mm. But based on the talent that we know and based on the expectations of not just what the team is doing and not just Ben Johnson, when you consider all the additions that they've made, I don't know that a whole season is reasonable when you consider the deadlines that this team has in front of them window-wise.
Yeah, the reason that I asked the question, and I do think that there could be some frustrating, and it's interesting too that you know you give them half the season. I don't like the idea of recovering from 1-6. I don't think that's a simple routine trick to pull. But because of what went on last year with Caleb Williams, I do believe his rookie year, his growth as a quarterback, the fundamentals of the physical play of being a quarterback and off the field of being professional, unfortunately, that growth was stunted. So I do believe that we are going to be in for some growing pains still this year where, look, I'll admit, last year I thought lights, camera, action in a lot of ways just because it's that guy. And you went out and you got Keenan Allen and you drafted Roma Dunze and you have DJ Moore there and you have a developing tight end or a tight end that's getting good in Cole Kmet. And in theory, Gerald Everett was supposed to work. The offensive line, you had Nate Davis back and you didn't think he was going to collapse again like he did this last year. So I thought that last year it would be like lights, camera, action for him. Was not. We realized there's some things that he still needs to learn. This worries me a little bit in terms of this. I still think like Caleb's going to be great, like and good to great as a quarterback, but I do believe that there's going to be some growing pains this year, and I do believe there will be some developmental stuff that still has to happen this year.
Layla brought up the 2022 Lions, and I see why, because they started, as we said, 1-6,
and they finished really strong. And obviously, from that point on, the Lions have been a winning football team. You would hope the same plays for the Chicago Bears going forward, but I just don't know that they're going to be out of the gate quickly. And the idea that they could start, you know, 1-3, 1-4, I think I have them starting 1-3, Grody, when we went over the schedule.
Well, we tried, and then breaking news happened.
Yeah, yeah, but I think well, I went over that with Grody on his show.
Oh, good.
At night.
Oh, that's right.
And we went all the way through it, and
thanks
I came
for coming on, by the
came
way,
out to so, seven yeah. and said, "Oh man, yeah, for you, whatever."
I love the team.
Anytime.
What a night! What a night! Yeah.
So I think the biggest part of it for me is even if Caleb Williams progresses, the schedule is so much more difficult for this team. The challenges defensively for Caleb Williams and looking at how good the defenses he will face this year are and how good those teams and those defenses were last year gives an indication that the degree of difficulty is going up, not just for the Bears overall, but also for Caleb Williams as people now have a book on him as an NFL quarterback.
Because I am okay with if Ben Johnson sees this running back crew as sufficient, and I think that that's a big part of this, I'm okay with the first month and a half of the season, like I said, even the first seven games, just based on that arbitrary number, because that's what the Lions started at. I'm okay with that, knowing that they need to install. Like, this isn't just installing for the offseason. This is installing and then building that offense based on the run game, as they said they were going to do. All of that has to play out first. Get your run game successful. That is something that we absolutely did not see when it came to last season, that were not defined run concepts, I feel like. Shane Waldron tried to push some early. We even saw some really positive stuff in the preseason when it came to downhill running, when it came to up the middle, you know, more of an ISO duo concept. And then they got away from it. I'm all for playing to DeAndre Swift's strengths. I think that's really important.
Yeah, I think he could be a three-down back. I mean, he should be a three-down back.
Yes, I mean, in the way they're paying him and the fact that they prioritized him that way, I don't think that is going to change that much based on Ben Johnson being here, even though that situation also changed in Detroit. But given all that information, I'm okay with it being incredibly simple to start and then exponential growth to end. Because, again, what's one of the things that we heard from Ben Johnson over and over again is don't be afraid of turning the ball over. That is not a measure of success anymore for a quarterback that's indicative of success. He goes with EPA. And then what's one of the things we hear from Caleb Williams yesterday? He still takes as a point of pride that his interception number was low. And I get why he does. But again, this is for somebody else to say to him, hey, stop prioritizing this thing. Prioritize other things.
It's not for someone to say to him. It's for Ben Johnson to say to him. He was at the press conference when he said that.
What? Well,
He was sitting in the front row.
But here's the thing. We heard it. We listened. But what did the quarterback say yesterday? That was still a point of emphasis for him, which means I think that's still a priority.
I don't know if it's still a priority. I will say this. I think when you're coming off a season, the way the Bears went 5-12, the way they had the 10-game losing streak, you have to mentally be able to take points of pride. If you can't take points of pride, you're not doing a good enough job in building yourself up through your own confidence. So that's kind of how I took him saying that. I don't think I took it as, you know, this is something that not only am I proud of doing, but that's what I'm going to focus on in the future. He's just saying, hey, given everything that you saw what we went through, the fact that I didn't turn it over a bunch of times, that's something that should be celebrated in that context.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's part of his, like, I remember when people, you know, making a big deal out of the fact that he hasn't thrown a lot of interceptions, and Caleb's response sort of, you know, generalizing was, you know, this is not, I've never thrown a lot of interceptions. That's not been part of my story. But when you do hear Ben Johnson being very transparent, by the way, about the body language stuff, like, I don't know that I've necessarily heard a head coach or somebody who is responsible for the quarterback actually coming out and saying, we don't like some of the we don't like the way you're comporting yourselves at times. We don't like what's going on in the pre-snap. We need you to get right up. And that's part of being a professional as well. So that's what I go back to when we look at the growth that was stunted. It really was in a lot of different ways. Not to mention just the the mechanics and the repetitions of being a quarterback at the NFL level, which was wildly inconsistent on the field with Caleb. Again, with the caveat, as always, he was not put in the best circumstances in the world in terms of those that were coaching him and supporting him.
Ultimately, it is Ben Johnson, Caleb Williams' time.
It is.
I don't know what's going to happen on defense because I don't know if the Dio Odingbo thing is going to work out. I don't know if they're going to be phenomenal at getting to the quarterback. But the one thing that we should be able to bank on is this team is going to score way more points than last year.
Let's listen because we have a little bit of time here, and I know some people are already calling in. I'm asking you to hang with us for a couple segments, but yes, you can call.
Do it for Layla.
1045. Because yes. I do think it's important you have a voice.
It is.
Calls are a conversation. It's not like social media. Conversations are different. So anyway, 312-644-6767. But while we have a little bit of time, let's listen to what Ben Johnson had to say this week about what he's learned about what Caleb Williams can handle so far.
It's been consistent throughout. He's been very attentive. He's been very detailed in terms of the meetings. He's taking great notes. He's asking excellent questions. The more we're out on the grass together, we're figuring out what we can put in the morning and what we can execute later on in the afternoon. And so that's been the fun part of it so far, because there's for everybody, there's a saturation level that we got to find what that point is, so that as coaches, we don't ask too much out of any player over the course of the season. We got to be able to download a game plan and execute it. And so, It's been a healthy process right now. I think JT Barrett's doing a phenomenal job. Declan's a big part of that as well, just figuring out how much install we can push on these guys. And the good news is we got the weekend that they can get the plan and start ahead for the next week, and you can really see guys separate, not just at the quarterback position, but really all around on offense and defense, who's in their book a little bit extra than the next guy.
And this segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. So I feel like we heard at least some sort of roadmap in Ben Johnson there.
The beautiful part about the way he explained it, Mark, Layla, is the fact that it's like if somebody handed you a phone and said, hey, download some stuff because the phone's blank. You don't know what model phone it is, right? So you don't know how quickly you can process anything, right? They're learning right now, how good can we do this? How much of a processor do we have? Not just from the player standpoint, but also from the assistant coaches on down. They've got to be able to know how much information can we give these guys? How much can we teach them? How much can they hold? All of that is being kind of learned in this assimilation process.
And that when things are going poorly, as they have at times during both of the OTAs, you have a head coach who is like, no, 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 no. Stop that. Stop that. Stop that. We're going to do that again. Which is fun to talk about, but we only want so much of that, too. Like, it's a novelty because we're all excited. The coach yells at people. That's awesome. The coach is coaching. This is great. But we don't want them to stop the plays too often, because that might be symbolic of what we're going to see early in the season.
No,
but, of course, Layla's giving them 7 games.
Layla,
I'm actually,
with you.
No,
with
I
you.
Want them to stop you, it every single time.
Stop.
As I was saying yesterday, the work is pre-snap. The way you make it look easy is by doing the work pre-snap. That is, I think, an overwhelming amount of the battle in the NFL. I would say it's as much as 70% as to whether or not your play is going to succeed.
The hope is really simple, guys. The hope is that he stops yelling because they're doing it correctly.
What if Ben Johnson...
I don't think that's going to happen.
What if he runs out there during the season, like during the preseason? Oh, no, guys, whistle. No.
Whistle.
He might do that during the joint practices.
He's got the pleated shorts pulled up super high with the white golf shirt, and he's...
He might do that during the joint practices. Like, that's a possibility.
He's actually crazy. He's actually just a crazy person. That's what's going on, yes.
Wow, we've really escalated this segment here.
I like the comedy.
For everybody who likes a little, you know, comfort food, how about we talk some Bears defense next? Yeah, I said it, defense.
Is that comforting?
There is some, are you kidding?
Bears.
To our audience?
Bears.
To our audience? We talk way too much offense. It's too much
Bears
for people to handle.
Defense.
I don't know that they, yeah, let's go comfort food. Let's talk some Bears defense and an unlikely leader who may has emerged.
That's
next on the...
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Score.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
I've had the pleasure of sitting in on a number of his meetings so far, and he's just, it's everything I thought it would be, really. It's a guy that's done it at a high level. He's coordinated, he's orchestrated a number of high-performing defenses. He's got a plan. He's super smart. We were just sitting in my office yesterday talking about some game management things that have popped up, whether it's here in Chicago, where I was at the past, where he was in the past, and we see the game naturally the same way.
That is Ben Johnson talking about Dennis Allen. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score. We are live from the parking lot here at Wrigleyville Dogs. The food is in effect. Circa Sports Illinois, our friends bringing this event to us. Marquee is also here. There's places to take pics. You can watch TV. Apparently, Connor O'Donnell says there's pizza puffs. And we have
I didn't know what that was, actually. Connor just explained to me what a pizza puff was. I've never had one.
It's before. A glorious pastry, and inside is pizza.
I was thinking about eating a food item every break. So it's a short
challenge.
Show.
Challenge.
It's a short
challenge.
Show, though.
Challenge.
That,
challenge.
Everybody believes that I can do that, right?
Yes.
It's a short
what?
Show.
To eat a
eat
pizza
an
puff?
Item, like I'll have a pizza puff, then I'll go back to a hot dog, maybe an Italian beef.
What has happened in your life that you've never hit a pizza puff or come
I'm
across?
From Alabama.
Yeah.
So?
But you've been to a lot of places in between. Like, is the pizza
I don't
puff
think I've
unique?
Ever seen a pizza puff.
Is that
in,
unique to Chicago?
In, no.
Is Philly, really? Okay.
Pittsburgh,
Mr. Boston
Cincinnati,
over here.
Sacramento, yeah. These other places.
Oh, really? Wow, he's from
Why
Boston.
Why have I heard of pizza puffs, like, for a long time? Did somebody just bestow that information upon me gracefully?
No, this is cool. I didn't realize it was that pizza puffs were necessarily a Chicago thing. Now I've always got pride. Now I'm just bubbling over with pride.
All right, so Marshall's going to get food every break. I am going to tell you that we have a little bit of breaking news. It's a little bit of breaking news. It still deserves a wildfire. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. We were trying to figure out who the probables were for the Cubs this weekend. Jared Wyless and the Cubs reporting crew saying that today will be calling Ray. Right now, Saturday is TBD. That usually would have been Ben Brown, but Ben Brown gave up 8 runs to the Reds earlier.
had a couple of rough
in his last
start.
Yeah. So Jameson Taillon is set to go on Sunday. So we'll keep you posted as we lead you up to the game here at 1:20. Of course, Zach Zaidman and the crew get you started earlier than that. Getting back to the Bears. And like I said, we want your calls in a few minutes. 312-644-6767. You are allowed to sound off about the Bears and us on this show. The defense had come up because of something you heard Mark Grody as to an unlikely leader who has emerged. When Montez Sweat, one of the highest paid Bears, who was considered incredibly pivotal to this defense's success, talked on the microphone and at the podium. I did not expect him to give credit to others in the way that he did.
Dex is he's a leader on the D-line. He's a leader on this team. He's from Florida, so it was kind of convenient for us to come and meet him down there. And I just thought it was important because just meeting your new teammates, letting them just developing that chemistry and all those type of things. It's important.
He's talking about Jervon Dexter as a leader.
Yeah. Yeah, this surprised me. And just to give a little bit of the background, the genesis, Cabrera, of the story that we're talking about.
I see what you did there.
I think we see him this weekend, potentially.
Why not? Lefty reliever. They never go out of style, as Pat Hughes would say. But the genesis of that was that it was Jervon Dexter who did the thing. There's always a player that does the thing, and that is to put together a group of players to work out in the off season. And it was Jervon Dexter who put that together, who put it together in a centrally located area in Florida. But the part that got me was that doesn't alone necessarily mean that you're a leader, but it means that you're interested in making your team better. But when Jervon Dexter is saying, when Montez Sweat is saying that he is a leader, that says to me that this was going on last year in the locker room as well, which surprises me. In a good way. Like, I was really happy to hear. Like, I was listening to it all again yesterday. I'm like, wow, low-key. This is very interesting because he has a voice in that locker room, and I love to hear it because he didn't come across, honestly, as somebody who was in that locker room every day as a guy who was a voice for the defensive line. He was always cordial to the media, always good to us, but I didn't realize that he had stepped it up to that point. And I think that is great. You know, Montez Sweat is the most important player on that defensive line, but he's not. He doesn't really care to talk. You know, he's kind of shy in that way. So I could see him sort of passing on the leadership to other guys so we can make a debate on whether or not that is good. But it's nice to hear somebody like Jervon Dexter, who has a lot on the line, is stepping up in that regard. I'd rather see him step up as a player, though.
Here's the thing about Jervon Dexter. We've seen flashes, right? And so it's not like we don't believe that he's not a capable guy. He's just one of those guys who fits into second-round pick, but has yet to reach the potential, whatever it is they saw in him on draft day when they made him a pick in the 50s. And I wonder, going into his third year, Mark, you're absolutely right. He's got to prove something this season. And it would seem he has better teammates, better, more proven teammates to do so with, especially with Andrew Billingsley being back and healthy, especially when you look around and the additions that they've made, especially with a tactician on the level and with the experience, the resume of a Dennis Allen. I'm so curious to see how this carries over to the field. Remember, 5 sacks last year. That was only half a sack back of the leader, Montez Sweat. Now, I know that's saying a lot about what Montez Sweat did not do, but it's also saying, hey, at least he was among the leaders both statistically and now we're finding out in the locker room as well.
Right. He got into marathon shape, as he said. He took it upon himself to work outside of the framework that he had been given to try to do more. It showed. We saw that. The 5 sacks is a really good mention of that. 51 total tackles, as we know. But I think there's a couple of pieces in this information that are worth clarifying. Number one, with a new defensive coordinator for him, I think Dennis Allen might find a better way to use him. I wonder if the Bears tried to change him in a way that either was more suited to who he was before he got to Florida or is something that they wanted to mold him to in their image of that defense at the time. I don't necessarily know that Dennis Allen is that way. What we do know about DA so far is he appreciates size. He appreciates speed.
Speed.
You know, how passionately does he talk about he can run? You know, that's like the Dennis Allen seal of approval. So all of that said, that should benefit him. So this is much much definitely, I think, a year where he's going to have to perform.
Well,
Dexter.
And he's got, like, we keep talking about the reinforcements and the guys that are there. This actually causes Jervon Dexter to have to compete harder because you bring in Grady Jarrett, I could pretty much pencil him in as your three technique. You drafted a guy in Shamar Turner in the second round as well. So you got two guys. When you draft a guy in the second round, as they did with Jervon Dexter, and every time I talked to Jervon Dexter, the conversation would come up about how he thought he should have been a first-round pick. So there's some proving that needs to be done with Jervon Dexter, and playing time may be a little harder for him to come by because of the upgrades and because, again, they went out, they had to draft another second round. Unfortunately, part of that is because Zach Pickens is not working out like we had thought, and I'm not sure what the Bears, what their evaluation is going into this year on Jervon Dexter. Do they see him as part of the future? Does he still have to make a big jump? I do think that there still needs to be a big jump.
Well, that's why I say the prove it portion of this, when you say, do you see him as part of the future? I think that's still within his control to a degree.
I think so.
And yeah. I think if he does well in training camp, if he does well in the preseason, and then I don't know what the rotations are going to look like. You know, how curious are we about how much just even Montez Sweat is actually going to be on the field, right?
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
just curious, like, how will Dennis Allen utilize these guys and how heavy will the rotations be? And I think that will tell us a lot about how they see some of these players. And Jervon Dexter has a chance. His legacy is far from written, either good, bad, indifferent. He still has primary control over that. Some guys don't have primary control of that because of who they're on a team with, because of where they were drafted. He still is in the driver's seat in determining his own legacy.
I will say this. It is going to reach a time this year, especially with a new head coach, or some of the people who you thought were going to have major value on this team, draft pick-wise, are going to have to... they're going to have to make some tough decisions as far as who they value. I think you're already seeing potential log jams at certain positions. So how that moves forward in that, we're going to evaluate it with mini camp and obviously training camp. But that is a big part of this that maybe we haven't, I think, examined enough, is certain people that we thought held value are not going to hold as much value moving forward.
That's a great way to put it, and it's not out of the realm of possibility that Jervon Dexter is one of those guys. But when we hear the earnestness with which he is taking this offseason and the leadership piece, he's certainly saying and doing the things that he needs to do to be as relevant on this team as he wants. And then you even talk about guys like Austin Booker. I don't know if this was good for him either, because last year we looked at Booker and said, this is one of the, he was, as I say, he was a preseason hero. The Bears always have that guy that is really good in the preseason.
Austin Booker wins the Gage Workman Award. Gage Workman deserves an award named after him, and I feel like Austin Booker deserves the Gage Workman Award.
Gage Workman outshined Kyle Tucker during, do you remember what we were talking about in spring training? Oh man, is Kyle Tucker going to be a bust for the Cubs? What the hell's going on with Kyle Tucker?
Who thought that?
Man, not really. I just like to make stuff up sometimes. I like to be dramatic.
Yeah. But that is what happens. Yeah. We all fall in love with somebody in a not real season.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny is Cole Wright was here earlier. And remember Cole speaking passionately about Gage Workman? And I was like, oh, man, Cole's on to something with these Gage Workman comments.
We all wanted him to be so good. You know, because I think it's because his name is Gage Workman. I mean, and
Gage Tater Workman.
Yeah, I think we liked his name. We kind of heard, this guy's hitting home run. Oh, he's a rule whatever guy.
Rule 5,
rule 6, whatever it takes. You know?
220, 221.
So to your points, both of you, I think the important kind of swinging mechanism on this, the tater. Not the tater. Going back to how you described Jervon Dexter and whether or not
Marshall Tater Harris.
Yes.
How do you like that?
Yeah, you got to eat one of those now during the break.
I prefer Marshall Biscuit Harris, but that's just me.
Oh,
you risk it for the biscuit.
If we're gonna go for the carb, okay. It's gonna be a biscuit is my carb of choice.
If there's one thing I know you do, it is risk it for the biscuit. Yeah, and that's what you just described at the beginning of the show. Parking lot pimping.
That's not risking anything. That's just having conversation. I'm of an age where I know how to have just normal conversations with people. I don't have to.
Are you going
to
parking lot pimp tonight? Like, is because you have mentioned it twice.
No. I mentioned it. It was me.
That was a long time ago. But listen, back to this discussion.
What about the pizza puffs?
The future of these guys who have been drafted, guys. The big deal here is the fact that this name exists in the lexicon. This name exists in your memory banks, and how they treat these players this is what I'm looking at. Velus Jones Jr.
What? Why?
How? Because how much leeway are and how much leash what? Are they willing to give these guys?
Oh, right. This ain't 2022. Well, this ain't 2024.
But that was the funniest 10-game loss season. That was the funniest part when they're like, well, this is going to be hard to make the roster. And I'm like, is it? Is it? And I was at Circa. I was at the pool at Circa yelling about Velus Jones Jr. And then I was getting flack on the internet then. And this is ruining my stadium swim experience because I was having to talk about it. And look what happened.
It's a two-part question.
If your girl wasn't right.
Your girl.
Did Ryan
Next
Poles,
time I go to stadium swim, if any of you bring up Velus Jones.
Yeah, get her a pile of koozies. She needs some calming. Okay?
I need the koozies.
Yeah, get her some koozies now.
I'm the only one bringing up the vajayjay.
What?
Parking lot Pippen has taken a whole new meaning.
Velus Jones Jr. What are the initials?
Look at these people
what are
looking
the initials?
At us disapproving.
What are the initials of Velus Jones Jr.?
Oh, yeah, Vajayjay.
Mitch is walking up.
What? Wait. Is that not it? Are those not his initials? Velus Jones Jr.? VJJ? Is that not how that goes?
There's kids walking in here right now.
Derek Stevens is looking at us.
Children, we're sorry.
So
kids?
number one is yeah. Does Ryan Poles learn from his mistake?
Number two is,
how much influence does Ben Johnson have going forward on this? That's where we are.
We're supposed to take a break. We're going to produce on the fly. What do you guys want to do?
Let's take a break, and then we'll come back with it.
Okay.
Because, my God, there is a champion that has just come through the tunnel. I believe I just heard Derek Stevens' music.
Yes.
You say circus sports, you say stadium swim, and that's what happens. More next year on the score.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Raheemy and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score. It's Rahimi and Harris live at Wrigleyville Dogs on Clark. Brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be.
That's right, it is, as we broadcast live. We're in the parking lot outside of Wrigleyville Dogs, and it is a good time. Zach Zaidman's pregame show gets us started until first pitch. Fund the Circa Sports Illinois app to be eligible for some limited edition swag and promotions, and food is being provided by Wrigleyville Dogs. I have proof Marshall has a pizza puff. Congratulations.
First one ever.
You just got it. The best way to eat a pizza puff, like red hot, just dig right in. Just take bite all over.
What if I don't
want
to burn the roof of my mouth?
No, don't worry about that. Does not happen with pizza puffs. That's a myth.
Calories don't count either.
Yeah, just take a huge bite. Yep.
Stop by and say hi. We are here. It is all brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Download the Circa Sports Illinois app today. We are happy to be joined by Derek Stevens because I started yelling about how my stadium swim experience last year was busted up by talking about Valus Jones being on the Bears roster. And here you appear. Nice to see you.
What a great day. We've had this day circled for about 3 months here, and we were kind of sweating out the weather, and this is just a perfect Chicago spring day. My God, we couldn't have drawn it up any better.
Absolutely. It's a great day to be out here. What made you guys want to decide to just have a parking lot party and invite all these friends?
Well, we wanted to see you, of course. I mean that's a key thing here. But, no, we wanted to bring out our whole Circus Sports team that haven't been – some of our team haven't been out here yet. And what a great place to do this. Wrigleyville Dogs has been an unbelievable host. And then we're excited to go in to watch a 120 game. The 120 games kind of suit our style. It's more like our culture.
Day party.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh man, yeah. Everybody's sunshine buzzing. You got your Miller High Life going. I love that. What's hot at Circa right now as well?
Well, I mean, right now we're heating up for a warm summer here. You know, Stadium Swim is selling out every weekend, and we're pretty busy with that. We've got a lot of great playoffs so far. I mean, it's been pretty amazing. So playoffs have been terrific, and obviously we love all our visitors from Chicagoland coming to visit us, keeping us busy.
Oh yeah,
I'm all about this Circa Millions thing.
So ooh,
like that, because you know it's one thing to like I put down $2, I won 50 because it was a big time parlay. But when you start talking about millions, that's when you have to add the two commas. I'm about that life. What can you tell me about the Circa Million and Circa Survivor?
Yeah, so you know, these are our two football contests. It's $1,000 to enter. And the Circa Million is the traditional football handicapping contest where you pick five games against the spread each week. And we're guaranteeing $6 million in this particular football handicapping contest. Million to the winner, and quarterly prizes, and all that type of stuff. Circus Survivor, that's something we guaranteed $10 million last year, and we went above it. This year, we're pushing it. We're guaranteeing $15 million of payout. It's $1,000 to enter, and it's really, really easy. You just pick one team each week just to win. No point spreads, nothing, nothing. The difficulty is you can only pick a team once a season, so it gets progressively more difficult as the season goes on. So, yeah, we're pushing it. This will be the largest legal football contest in the world. $15 million guarantee. And if it goes over, all the money's going to the pot, so it could be even bigger.
Well, I know you always carry that big spreadsheet come August whenever we come see you. Are you working on it yet? Is the spreadsheet in the works already?
Oh, no. It's there. It's all printed up. We've got the link. We sell them in our gift shops over at Circa. Yeah.
I know. That's a really cool. I love a good Excel spreadsheet, sadly. It's just the truth. Mike Palm, your human computer, is over here hanging out, too. You've heard Mike on the morning show. There's also an extra wrinkle to this. The Circa Grandissimo $100,000 entry fee. Now, Rami proclaimed.
What was that entry?
Grandissimo?
Yes, Grandissimo. Rami proclaimed on Tuesday that he was going to enter only two. The maximum is two. We'll see if Rami's good for it. But this is another layer of excitement that this adds, and you get some cool perks.
Yeah, so we've never added a third contest, but we think we're ready to do it this year. So it's just like Circa Survivor, but a couple of nuances. Number one, you can only enter twice. Number two, the guarantee, it's because it's a brand new contest. We're starting with a lower number, $1.5 million. And then the big variance is it's $100,000 entry fee. So we're guaranteed, we're saying we think we can get at least 15 people to do it, but it could go much, much higher. But we think, you know, this is one where you don't have to go through the whole season. It's probably going to end in October or something like that.
This is crazy because I thought I misheard you when you said $100,000, but I did not mishear you. So now I got to pull, like, let's see, 1,000 of my closest friends and get the $100 each. You guys would be in, right? If I can get 997 more people.
Hey, Danny Parkins just got a big promotion. Can we just hit up Danny or something? Yeah, Danny, I feel like he's got to be in on this.
He might be. He might be good for it. He might. Maybe he can sponsor us. How about that?
Yeah, we got to get a group rate going.
But no, that sounds exciting. How do you come up? Like, take me behind the scenes on the conceptualization of these contests.
Well, you know, a few years ago, we knew that we wanted to have another contest. We knew that there was a demand for a higher stakes contest under the Circus Sports umbrella, but we didn't want to do something that would cannibalize the growth of Circus Survivor. I mean, just a few years ago, we were guaranteeing $8 million, and now we're guaranteeing $15 million. So Circus Survivor's just grown like crazy. The big thing here with this one is we thought that, okay, let's go over the top. You know, we didn't want to do a $5,000 or $10,000 entry. Let's do a $100,000 entry. And I think what's going to be, you're going to find really interesting is that there's going to be some contestants that do 10 full entries on Circus Survivor, and they're going to have a different strategy because they have to protect for Christmas Day and Thanksgiving, and you have to plan on using all these teams throughout. This is going to be a little bit different. This is like the old school. Survive. Just survive. Get to week two. Focus on week two. Then get to week three. Just survive. Because it's probably not going to go past week five or six. You know, you just got to survive. So you're not worried about holding back on taking the Chiefs or Cowboys or, you know, or a team you think might be playing in these holidays, things like that. You just got to survive.
Now, I need some help here, Derek, because I talk to Marshall a lot, as you know. But we are good to go on a trip in August to help not only experience the beginning of Circus Survivor and the Circa Million, but also to just go out to Stadium Swim, which I look forward to every year. But Marshall has not gotten to experience yet. And I should have asked you this before. What's the advice you get for a first-timer to Stadium Swim?
Oh, yeah, be prepared. Bring a little sunblock. Hang around people. Leland's a veteran. You got to hang around veterans.
I love that you knew that about the sunblock because I have to explain to people all the time when I wear sunscreen, sunblock, that guess what? I'm black, but I still can burn. People, that doesn't resonate with some people. They don't understand it, but it's the truth.
You got to have a little sunblock. But I would recommend, if you're going lately, you got to have a veteran around you because I'll tell you, when you're out of Stadium Swim, you can drink twice as fast. You don't even know it. Just happens.
That's right. Yeah.
And then when you're in the water, it's an accelerator.
Ooh.
It's like a four x multiplier here. It goes crazy. So you got to be really careful. You got to be careful. And then you're going to see the games and all the games up there. You're going to be betting on all the games. It's something.
I love it because Ray and I think woke up one day. And it was 2 hours earlier, of course, because you're on Pacific time in the summer in Vegas. Ray and I woke up, got our cold brew from the the secondary level. It was the cabana level at Circa. So we had a great seat, got our cold brew, got a little breakfast going, and then proceeded to stay for several hours through the lunch and dinner hour just watching games and hanging out and enjoying the DJ. It was a great day.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If you string together a couple parlays and hit the first couple legs and it turns into a long day, you got to be really careful. Now, it's going to be a great day. Believe me. It'll be a great day, but you got to be real careful.
Didn't we get the big daiquiris, Ray? At one point, we got the giant frozen daiquiris. We were having an excellent time. We're looking forward to it, of course. And is there anything else you want to pass along? Well, you guys are here. This is a really fun event.
I'm excited to have 670 Score come out to Circa. I mean, you know, I know I've said this before a few times on a couple different shows, but we really built Circa for Chicago. You know, I grew up in the Midwest, and I'm accustomed to days when you don't see any sunshine. You know, the thing in Vegas, 335 days of sun. So we're open at Stadium Swim every single day of the year, even in the winter when it's cold. You know, it becomes a massive hot tub party. You still got all the games. So we built Circuit for the Chicago consumer. So I appreciate you guys helping bring people out to Circuit.
He brought the sunshine with him. That's what he's telling us.
That's pretty much the case. Just don't steal lucky. Ben Johnson back, sir.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can have Ben Johnson. You guys can have Ben Johnson. We went all in. We went all in. He gave up that last couple games, so you guys got
it. Oh, no. Ooh. You know what we were talking about earlier was how the Lions started 1-6 in 2022, and I said that's how many games we're going to give Caleb Williams in the new offense leeway because that's the Lions standard with Ben Johnson and of course, Coach Dan Campbell.
I'll tell you what, the Bears are going to be a lot of fun to watch this year. I'm so excited after the schedule release and see how many games the Bears are on, like, a primetime and they're standalone. It's awesome. I mean, the NFC North is – every single NFC North game is a must-watch. It's awesome.
Well, you heard it from the man himself. We are happy to be out here. Thanks to Derek Stevens. Always good to see you. Thanks for stopping by today. This is great.
Thank you all.
We have more coming up here on The Score as we get you ready. From Wrigleyville Dogs Live, we are in the parking lot. It is a party. Come say hi. We'll talk baseball next. Cubs have some news as far as their probable pitchers this weekend. Also, the White Sox. Yeah, there's a chance for a sweep. I know a guy who can hook you up on a line for it, too. That's all coming up next.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.